This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Our purpose with these types of get-togethers is to provide a place for practice and also a place for clear teaching. And if you're new to meditation, I believe that you can learn a lot about the basics of mindfulness meditation in a pretty straightforward way. We use our ability to decide where to place our attention. And if I ask you to look at my hand, if you can see the little box with my hand, of all the places you could look, wherever you are, you have infinitely many other places you could focus your attention, but you can decide to focus on the hand. We could actually use my hand for the meditation, but that would be odd, but we can use visual objects as well. We'll use sensations of sounds, sensations in our bodies. We'll try to keep our attention there, wherever we're at sounds or sensations of the breath. When we do this, we will notice, quite often we'll notice that it is quite doable. Indeed, we can do it. And we'll also notice those moments when we thought it was going to be easy, but then it wasn't, right? And our attention started moving quickly from one thing to another to another. And both of these are our features. It is doable, and yet we won't do it perfectly. And so the reason we take time to do this, the reason human beings have practiced this sort of thing for a long time, is there's something about focusing attention on something relatively simple as part of our experience that has good effects. It's a way of cultivating more the qualities of clarity, stability, peacefulness, tranquility, and so forth, concentration in a word. And most forms of meditation, not all, but most forms begin in some way like this, focusing attention with something. And so I'll guide you in this. And then in those moments when you realize that your attention has drifted, and despite your best efforts, don't be dismayed. This is intelligence at work, and intelligence is good. And so our habit of like paying attention to what needs to be paid attention to will kick in. And there'll be things on our mind. And typically, quite often, our attention will go to the to-do list for today. And this is not dumb. It's not a failure. What we do is just include. This is different. Can be very different from what we normally would do. We include whatever is happening as part of our meditation without that impulse to fix or change, get something done.
Send juice to the concentration.
Okay, there we go. Everyone's welcome here. I move in a few people from the room here. Steel Spring. So sorry about that. It's been a while since we had Zoom bombers. That was pretty common at the 6 years ago. So we had a Zoom bombers. What happened? Maybe more than one. It does tend to happen on spring break when kids are bored. I thought spring break was over. Is everyone okay? I didn't catch everything that happened. Oh, you didn't hear of Zoom bombing? No. Zoom bombing was quite a thing when 6 years ago when we started teaching a lot online. Indeed, we would normally have a staff. Be patient, please. Give me some patience here. I can do something here. Host tools. Okay. That probably will fix it. Yeah. So, hello. We used to have a staff member as part of these get-togethers. In those old days, precisely because of this sort of phenomena, and then it didn't really it didn't really happen for a long time. There's no danger of being individually hacked. It's thanks for the advice, and sorry about the comments. Yeah, pretty bad. So yeah, we locked the Zoom room. So I think I was saying sometimes our attention will wander, and it's our intelligence at work, and sometimes our attention will wander to is not very intelligent, and that will happen in the external world, and it'll happen in our own minds as well. And so we kind of learn to what is happening, we try to learn to take it in stride. So I haven't reviewed everything that happened. I apologize for any offense that may have occurred there. And let's meditate together. So eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a second. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. Whatever is happening in your environment. Notice that you can decide whatever is happening to shift the attention to what you can hear. Notice how easy this is in a way. We don't have to organize the sounds. We don't have to try to hear everything or keep track. So focusing on sounds is a good way to meditate. It's also good to practice with sensations in our body. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, noticing what you can feel. Head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So again, we're not trying to make something happen. We're not trying to get something out of these sensations. It's a mental activity, this focusing of attention. So we feel into our bodies. It can be natural to notice sensations connected with the breath. Just the normal breath now, so not breathing deeply the way we began. You can notice in the abdomen, the chest, light rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. Sensations at the opening of the nose, the upper lip, as air comes in with the in-breath, as air leaves. So the idea is to let your attention rest in one of these areas, the breath, the chest, opening of the nose, just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. So we're asking ourselves to pay attention to something that normally doesn't call our attention, and where the experience is relatively calm, neutral. The breath works pretty well for most people most of the time, but if it doesn't feel quite right for you, you can come back to sounds or find sensations somewhere else in your body. So hands, feet. And then when you notice the attention has drifted, and having had a somewhat traumatic beginning today, our minds might be stirred up one way or another. So we can notice the thoughts, notice the emotions. With emotions, it can be good to get in the habit of finding the physical sensations that are a component of the emotion. So with anger, with fear, sorrow, there often are sensations in the torso that are a component of the emotion, so we can tune into those. Again, not trying to fix or change, just noticing. Not pretending it's not real, just noticing. And then bring the attention back to the breath or wherever you're focusing. So we'll take a couple more minutes for the meditation together. Still no need to rush. Of course, no need to reduce anything, which we can't do. So not kind of pursuing the past, leaning into the future. It's happening more or less now, these sensations. Whether you're staying with the breath or with the feel of emotion or something else. So thank you for your practice. Thank you for being here this morning. I do apologize for what happened. I would have closed the chat, but then some nice comments started coming in. Plus, I don't exactly know how to close the chat. I would have looked for it harder if there weren't positive comments coming in, but truly horrendous. Racist statements in the chat today. And I apologize for that. I'll definitely talk with the staff about what we need to do to try to make sure it doesn't happen again to the best of our abilities. I actually don't understand what happened. I conjecture that someone came in and changed their name to the name of someone who was here. And I should have, I was on alert actually, because when I came in, I changed my name to UCLA Mindful, but that was already taken. So maybe UCLA Mindful. Are you here, Serena? If you are, that would be great to help figure out what we should do or not do. All that being said, I do sincerely apologize. Thank you for staying. And the truth is, most of us paying any attention to what's going on in the world around us would benefit by learning how to deal with these sorts of statements in a skillful way. With the President of the United States making utterances and making claims and making threats that are about at the same level as the guest who graced us with their presence this morning with outrageous statements. And so how do we do this? I mean, obviously this, I don't mean to make a sermon about the failure to monitor the chat perfectly, but it is a public space that we want to be open to everyone in a way that we did not do today very well. That being said, if we're paying any attention to the news at all, we all of us will encounter this sort of unwelcome, racist, sexist utterances from the highest levels in the United States. And it's really important to kind of figure out how to manage our own minds and our own responses and a meditation practice I have found for 40 years to be quite useful in this very way. Indeed, one of the reasons I was motivated as a grad student in philosophy to look into meditation was, you know, noticing that my own mind in response to the political events taking place in the 80s was not the sort of mind that would fit very well into a world that I thought should exist. And it was a motivation. And it doesn't mean hiding. It doesn't mean suppressing. It can mean taking time so that we're not in the middle of dealing with it all the time. I just did a couple months retreat. It was pretty nice to be on retreat and not be in the news stream. And as I talked about a few weeks ago, it was took some doing, even though I'm experienced with taking time like that. You know, I think I told you I didn't know who was in the Super Bowl, even though that sort of mattered, mainly because of my brother, who really cared. But it was also quite valuable to be out of the news stream for a while, right? And we can do this daily, give ourselves that time to cultivate clarity, stability, and so forth. And then also to deal with our own emotions, right, in a skillful way. When even in those moments when it seems like we forget what to do. And I've said this before, it's sort of a joke, but it's a true joke, that there will be times where I will be triggered by something in my daily life and I'm angry or scared. And in the back of my mind, there's this voice like, dude, don't you go around teaching people about what to do in this situation? And it is also like, yes, I do. What do I teach them now? And this idea of just accepting the reality of this is my emotion right now. What does it feel like in my body? Again and again proves useful. And of course, my practice kicks in. And I might forget for a moment, but my practice kicks in. And that's one reason for taking time daily or weekly, whatever you can, to practice. So thank you for the suggestions. We will look into this. It certainly was, it's been maybe years. I think we had something like that maybe a year ago, less extreme than today. And but other than that, there really hasn't been an issue of these Zoom bombers. But we certainly, those first few weeks of the pandemic, we were doing a lot those first few weeks, and on Zoom with undergrads and so forth. And we certainly had people playing around in ugly ways. Thank you for your practice. Good to be with you today, all things considered. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.